New information released about the death of Roseanne Boylan, somebody who died on January 6th, was there at the protest. People speculating that it was a death of natural causes or that she just got overwhelmed or maybe it was drugs. But now we've got new footage over from the Epoch Times showing that apparently she was beaten while she was unconscious. We'll see here. DC Metro officer apparently could have committed a felony in the attack on Roseanne, according to a use of force expert. You can see this article. Outstanding article. Premium supporters only over there at Joseph Hanneman. And so we'll skim through a little bit of it, but you can see it's a big, big, long document. Look at this scroll wheel here. A lot of information. And so I'm going to invite you to go over there, support the Epoch Times, support this reporting, sign up for their premium account, and go read the article in its entirety. But we'll just jip a little bit of it here. We're going to learn more about this woman, Roseanne Boylan. You can see her here celebrating America and freedom, wearing the glasses and joining this guy out there. But she's not with us anymore, and that's because she died. We see now this report from Joseph tells us a DC police officer used a large wooden stick to strike the body and the head of Roseanne Boylan 3 times as she lay motionless on the ground. Use of force expert Stanley Kephart reviewed the unreleased footage, concluded that 3 full force blows came out from DC police officer Lila Morris, saying it constituted a felony assault with the intent to cause great bodily harm, said that the use of force by Morris was indefensible, saying the internal affairs investigation of Boylan's death was a clear and convincing cover-up. And there are rules and regulations about what you're supposed to do if somebody is on the ground, unconscious, and they're not a threat to you. Not a good idea if you're a police officer to beat them with a stick. We have seen what happens when police officers generally will assault people who are on the ground. We can go back to Derek Chauvin, see what happened to that officer, had his knee on his neck, wasn't beating him with a stick. But you can look at their policies and their procedures and their manuals. This is the Metro Police Department manual from the District of Columbia. You can see this is their use of force policy. When you go down here, they give us some objectives to not retaliate against people for past conduct. Don't punish people if you're a police officer. Make sure that force is compliant with the rules and regulations, and don't bias anybody against their gender identity, orientation, or other protected characteristics. We want to effectuate law enforcement, and we do so by making sure our use of force guidelines are properly adhered to. Here we have some use of force factors. We can see them here. The risk of harm presented to the subject. So is it going to harm somebody if you crack them over the head 3 times with a stick? How about this? The risk of harm to the member or innocent subjects of using force. Well, if that's other members here of the DC squad, I think that they're probably okay if they're being hit in the head with a stick. The seriousness of the law enforcement objective, whether further de-escalation techniques are feasible. Not really if that person's already down on the ground unconscious. Mental or physical disability, medical condition, right? Being on the ground unconscious. And whether or not there were exigent or other emergency circumstances, which of course I think weigh in the favor of the police on that one. But this is back to the story over at the Epoch Times saying, from Gephart, I think that the first thing that occurred is an assault under the color of authority. Police at the mouth of the Lower West Terrace Tunnel at the U.S. Capitol ignored dozens of pleas to help Boylan after she collapsed. Then a lifeless Boylan was pulled inside the building more than 10 minutes later. Other police EMS began 50 minutes of life-saving efforts that ultimately failed. An independent forensic pathologist hired by Boylan's family contends that her cause of death was not an overdose by prescription drug Adderall, as was reported by the DC medical examiner, but by manual asphyxia. Boylan was crushed under a pile of people when police gassed protesters and pushed them out of the tunnel at 4:20 p.m. Kephart's a 42-year law enforcement veteran over from the LA Summer Olympics. Security there testified, witnessed more than 350 times on numerous different cases, things like excessive force, police discipline, officer safety. Kephart concluded that the use of force by police officer Morris was felonious assault under the color of authority. Says 2 things were in operation here. 1 was anger at this person, referring to Boylan, overridden by fear, and 2 elements create this causal connection saying that an officer can do the following. And you can see this right here. Here is Boylan on the ground in the circle. We see this stick which in the hand of this police officer, which is interesting. So just grab the stick off the ground, I guess, and is just whacking this person on the ground. This woman in the blue is clearly looking up and has her hands almost like in a protective position to protect the body. Here, another picture of another hit, another whack with the stick, it looks like, and then a third whack of the stick as this woman is laying there on the ground. Looks like, you know, even her sort of clothes are exposing her torso here. Roseanne Boylan struck with a wooden stick once in the ribs and twice in the head, if you watch the video. And here it looks like this one was in the ribs, but then the officer adjusted their position a little bit and was reaching over to continue to crack this person on the head. The force used against Boylan, according to Gephardt, fails the Supreme Court test, says police are trained not to strike people in the head with a blunt object, but said that something overcame that training. Says if you have a trained officer who's angry at what the crowd is doing, and the crowd rises up, puts him in a position where he feels his personal safety is compromised, fear takes over the anger, and reflexive responses throws all the training right out the window. Police chief from DC didn't comment on any of this. After publication, they say that the Epoch Times, Elena Gates, sent them a notice. Department spokesman said the matter involving Morris was previously brought to our attention and reviewed thoroughly. This review included her body camera footage, and it did not substantiate the allegations that you have outlined. Them, though, noting that this woman here is shocked at what she's seeing. They're cracking this woman on the head. Her name is Justin Winchell. She reacts in horror when his friend, Roseanne Boylan, is struck in the head with a wooden stick. Oh, that's a male. I apologize to that gentleman. Boylan was struck three times in the head. Officer Lilla Morris tried striking a fourth time, but the stick flew from her hand because she was so angry, it just kind of flew out. One protester who allegedly used the same wooden stick to strike and jab at the police was charged with using a dangerous weapon. Jonathan Mellis charged with a 10-count indictment. He pled not guilty. He's held in jail pending trial. But of course, officers, it's different standards there. It's self-defense for them now. They can just whack you in the head with a stick, even if you're lying there on the ground, unconscious. We jump down in the article. Now they are actually applying medical treatment. We see first responders perform CPR on Roseanne Boylan just inside the Lower West Tunnel. Morris watched the resuscitation efforts, body cam, then asking finally, is he dead? Boylan was loaded onto a makeshift gurney when we got into the Capitol. They had her on some sort of a dolly or pull cart, pulling her down the hallway towards us. Boylan put on an IV and, of course, didn't make it. There was a complaint that was filed by the family against the Metro Police Department. Capitol came out. Police said that I don't condone what happened here and I don't condone the beating of anyone, someone wrote in the DC Metro. 2 months later, Captain David Augustine pointed out, said the use of force within this investigation was determined to be objectively reasonable, cause of death being disputed. The government saying that it was Adderall overdose that ended up killing her. The medical coroner for the family says, no, it was asphyxiation caused by the police after they issued tear gas and caused a stampede. We see here police used an unknown gas on the protesters at 4:20 p.m., according to a security video. Loud explosion was heard seconds beforehand, causing many protesters to drop to the ground. Chemical agents and others work primarily on the lungs, making it more difficult to breathe. Obviously could have some additional consequences for people who were there. Many people saying that Officer Brian Sicknick was murdered by the insurrectionist. Turns out that really wasn't the case. Other people speculating that maybe it was the bear spray or it was any of the other stuff in the air that people were breathing as a result of the law enforcement response. Who knows? We see a detailed timeline breakdown of exactly what happened here on January 6th. 4:24 p.m., there are males shouting, says, "We're not going to hurt you, officer." At 26 seconds, we hear, "Oh my God, I'm going down." Protester with a flashlight is falling. Somebody shouts, "Roseanne!" Justin Winchell is the person who we saw in the photographs. "Roseanne!" Another voice is shouting. Somebody says, "Hey, back up, back up. I'm trying. Get out. Help me, please," a male shouts. "I'm trying to get down. They knocked me down. Ow, dang it. Oh my gosh, you hurt me bad. Stop, stop. Please, please. I got hit in the head." Somebody, a protester with a flashlight. And this just goes on and on. Somebody says, "I'm bleeding now. Up, up. You're pushing people. Push me back a little bit." There's a lot of back and forth. There's the sound of a female coughing. Somebody says, "Someone's being crushed," at 4:25. "Stop pushing. Stop pushing. Get up. Get her up. Get her up, please. Save her life, please." Many people shouting. Somebody saying she's going to die. Females continuing to cough. "She's going to die. She's going to die." There are two more faint coughs to come out. Somebody shouting, "I can't breathe." Police push three men out and they fall onto Roseanne Boylan at 4:26. Somebody saying, save her, move her up." Officer shoves two more large men on top of Roseanne Boylan. Somebody else saying, "She's going to die. She's going to die. Justin Winchell is now shouting out into the crowd, "She's dead. Rose, I need somebody. She's dead. I need somebody. I need medic. She's dead. I need help." Justin Winchell is totally breathless at this point, looking at the crowd, pointing down at Roseanne. Jake Lang pulls unconscious Philip Anderson off the pile. Bearded men in Michigan sweatshirt, leather jackets, they say, attack the officers. Several men, police with sticks, including a hockey stick. Now a wooden stick is thrown at Officer Lilla Morris like a javelin. She picks it up for the first time. Officer Morris now has a wooden staff in the hand, standing behind a man in a blue coat. "Blank you," somebody shouts. "Roseanne, Roseanne, Roseanne, help," a male voice comes out. Roseanne is continuing to be shouted. Man in a blue coat crouched in front of Officer Morris moves out of the tunnel. Officer Morris picks up the wooden stick with the left hand, strikes Luke Coffey on the left arm near the elbow, right with the wooden stick. Again, swings downward, strikes Roseanne Boylan right in the ribs, raises the stick at 427.55, slams it down again. After striking Boylan a third time, winds up for another hit, but swings and the stick flies out of her hand. We see Justin Winchell is still screaming, shouting, "She's dead. Stop, stop, stop. You guys killed her." Man with a long hair and a leather jacket is shouting that. 428.10, Roseanne Boylan is now dragged away from the tunnel for CPR. Lou Coffey grabs a crutch and plow, pushes the police officers back. Officer Morris appears to collapse as she is dragged back into the tunnel. "Get up," someone says. 429, officers look down at Officer Morris on the ground. "Relax," one woman says. Officer Morris lets out a half cry, half cough. "Ow," from Officer Morris. "I can't breathe," Officer Morris, coughing, taking a breath. And it all continues forward. Officer Morris is coughing. Officer Morris at 438 asks, "Is he dead?" Turns out it was she, and she was dead. Roseanne Boylan loaded onto a makeshift gurney and wheeled out of the tunnel where she was pronounced dead. All those great details over from Joseph Hanneman over at theepochtimes.com. They put together a great story, and there are a lot of details. We'll keep our thoughts and our prayers out for the Roseanne Boylan family. But will anything come of this? Probably not. We know that the DC police have already investigated themselves, and as is typical in these situations, they found they did nothing wrong. People like Roseanne Boylan are unfortunately on the wrong side of the political aisle in this current administration, in this current time in our nation, where they no longer afforded the same things that we used to cherish, things like the presumption of innocence or due process or proper inquiries or the benefit of the doubt. If you are somebody who is participating in a protest, you sort of are now looked at as an insurrectionist and somebody who is to be forgotten as long as you're a part of the government. But the people who are not a part of the government, who know that there's a lot more to this story, won't forget. We'll continue to cover this. I hope you join us on that journey. I would love it if you subscribed before you got out of here, because I look forward to seeing you on the next one.